This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. French people have a new prime minister today. After the resignation of Edouard Philippe, President Emmanuel Macron named Jean Castex, who coordinated the plan to reopen the French economy, heavily damaged by the pandemic. Yesterday, Macron said he is seeking a new path to rebuild the country for the final 2 years of his term. The government shakeup comes after last weekend's green wave in local French elections, when Macron saw his liberal centrist party defeated in the country's biggest cities. The French leader says he wants to reinvent his presidency. He begins today with a new prime minister. The mystery over a fire that destroyed an underground centrifuge assembly site at Iran's Natanz nuclear facility deepened today. A series of online messages and a video purportedly claim responsibility for the blaze. Tehran says while it knows the cause of the fire, it would not reveal it for security reasons. The online messages are said to be from the so-called Cheetahs of the Homeland, an organization of Iranian opposition groups. German lawmakers have finalized the country's planned phase-out of coal as a source of energy, one attack both by environmentalists as not going far enough and by those who say it is a waste of taxpayer money. The bill approved by the German parliament schedules a shutdown of the nation's last coal-fired power plant by 2038 and pledges 40 billion euros to help affected regions cope with the transition. Global coronavirus pandemic figures at this hour just under 11 million cases with more than 522,000 deaths. The numbers are from Johns Hopkins University. In the United States, the stark number is about 2.8 million cases and nearly 129,000 fatalities. Many states have either paused or reversed their reopening plans amid sharply rising daily infections. And health officials are warning the 4th of July holiday weekend will be a crucial test of Americans' willingness to help stem the dramatic new spread of COVID-19, mainly in the South and the West. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. This is VOA News.